Saudi spy met with Team Trump about taking down Iran. Saudi regime, faced with defeats on all fronts and growing scandals such as the heinous murder of dissident journalist Jamal Khashoggi, is now involved in efforts to try to undermine the Islamic Republic of Iran. Stay with us for a report in this regard in the Daily Beast. The piece is titled, Saudi Spy Met with Team Trump About Taking Down Iran. Robert Mueller's investigators examined a series of meetings between an Israeli social media strategist, the general blamed for Jamal Khashoggi's murder, and the Donald Trump advisor, Michael Flynn. General Ahmad al-Assiri, the Saudi intelligence chief, taking the fall for the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi, hobnobbed in New York with Michael Flynn and other members of the transition team shortly before Donald Trump's inauguration. The topic of their discussion? Efforts to change the system of government in the Islamic Republic of Iran. The Saudi Crown Prince, Mohammed bin Salman, as the Saudi heir apparent is known, dispatched General Assiri from Riyadh for the meetings, which took place over the course of 2 days in early January 2017. According to communications reviewed by the Daily Beast. The January meetings have come under scrutiny by Special Counsel Robert Mueller's office as part of his probe into foreign governments' attempts to gain influence in the Trump campaign and in the Trump White House. An individual familiar with the investigation told the Daily Beast. The New York meetings were attended and brokered by George Nader, a Lebanese-American with close ties to leaders in the United Arab Emirates, who is currently cooperating with the Robert Mueller's team. Also present in the meeting was Israeli social media strategist Joel Zamel, who has been questioned by Robert Mueller for his role in pitching top campaign officials on an influence operation to help Donald Trump win the election, overtures that could have broken federal election laws. Donald Trump's former White House chief strategist Steve Bannon was also involved, as well as in conversations on efforts to change the government in the Islamic Republic of Iran, during those 2 days in January of 2017, according to the communications. The communications show that participants in the meetings discussed a multi-pronged strategy for eroding and eventually ending the Islamic Republic of Iran, including economic, information and military tactics for weakening the Iranian government. Earlier this year, the New York Times reported, George Nader was promoting a plan to carry out economic sabotage against Iran and pitched a plan in the spring of 2017 to Saudi, United Arab Emirates and American officials. It's unclear if the plan ever moved forward or if it was part of the larger project discussed in these January 2017 meetings. Former acting CIA director John McLaughlin said, "It smacks of covert action planning, which is the most sensitive thing the US government does, and is so uniquely the province of the sitting president." A spokesman for the Israeli social media strategist Joel Zamel said his client had spoken to the special counsel's office about his business, but declined to comment on the January 2017 meetings. The meetings in New York which have not yet been reported, show the depth of efforts by foreign officials and power brokers to influence the nascent Trump administration on the most sensitive foreign policy decisions. The discussions in New York came at a time when the Trump team was developing its Iran strategy and looking for input from individuals who were working on plans to counter Tehran's influence. Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, whose leaders made overtures to the campaign throughout the 2016 election, were at the time developing campaigns to thwart its general adversaries, including the Islamic Republic of Iran. One former Pentagon official with close ties to the intelligence community told the Daily Beast, "It makes complete sense that General Assiri would have been meeting with the Trump team during this time. The team was meeting with a lot of foreign influencers, and Saudi was a country that wanted in on all anti-Iran projects." The meetings in New York not only reveals details of one of Donald Trump team's first encounters with officials from Saudi Arabia, a country that is embroiled in one of the year's most scandalous and consequential geopolitical incidents, but also sheds more light on Trump World's relationship to the Israeli social media strategist Zamel, a self-styled Mark Zuckerberg of the national security world with deep ties to Israeli intelligence. Donald Trump's team drew in Zamel during the campaign. The Israeli socialist media strategist Zamel had pitched a plan in August of 2016 to Donald Trump Jr. to help Trump win the presidential election, according to the New York Times. It's unclear if the plan was ever put into practice. Trump's lawyer has previously stated that a candidate heard Zamel's plan but did not move forward with the plan. Joel Zamel's lawyer has also previously denied his client's involvement in U.S. election or campaign efforts and told the Daily Beast that he is not a target of the Robert Mueller investigation. But it appears that the Israeli socialist media strategist Joel Zamel remained close to the Trump team throughout the election and into the transition period. Part of the reason? He had an easy in. He had been introduced to George Nader, closely connected with the Trump campaign, years earlier by John Hanna, a former aide to Dick Cheney, now working as a senior counselor at the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, a right-leaning think tank known for its anti-Iran work. John Hanna is listed as a member of the advisory council of Wikistrat, one of Joel Zamel's companies on the firm's website. Hussein Aibish, a senior resident scholar at the Persian Gulf Arab Strategy Institute in Washington, told the Daily Beast that Wikistrat doesn't bill itself as a typical consulting firm. Aibish said, "Wikistrat presents themselves as a kind of privileged intelligence service. If you look at the work they've done in Yemen, they've been a work for hire. It's a sort of like an intelligence for hire kind of operation. If you have a very rudimentary conversation discussing the possibility of raising the question of efforts to change the government in Iran, then it's not surprising to bring in a set of stakeholders, including Wikistrat," Hussein Aibish added. Details of the January 2017 meeting reviewed by the Daily Beast show how Joel Zamel, already a familiar face in the Trump world for his audacious plan to use social media influence campaigns to help beat Hillary Clinton, had ambitions beyond Donald Trump's election. According to communications reviewed by the Daily Beast, Joel Zammel flew to New York to help pitch the Iran idea to General Assiri and to Trump's team, delivering a bound presentation full of tactics to undercut the country's government. The communications show that participants discussed a multi-pronged strategy for eroding and eventually ending the Islamic Republic of Iran, including economic, information and military tactics for weakening the Tehran government. The Trump team offered a new way forward for Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, and Israel, who had all grown frustrated by the Obama administration for its nuclear deal with the Islamic Republic of Iran. The meetings in January of 2017 in New York were part of a flurry of visits from influential foreigners to Trump Tower. Weeks before, the United Arab Emirates heir apparent Mohammed bin Zayed reportedly discussed Iran policy at Trump Tower with Steve Bannon, General Flynn, and Jared Kushner, the Jewish son-in-law of Donald Trump. The meetings appear to be part of the Saudi and United Arab Emirates efforts to lobby the incoming Trump administration against Qatar and against the Islamic Republic of Iran, their top regional competitors. The New York Times reported earlier this year that George Nader worked with Republican fundraiser Elliot Broidy to urge the White House to take an aggressive stance against the two countries. Nader also helped orchestrate the meeting between Blackwater founder and Trump ally Eric Prince and Moscow money man Kirill Dmitriev. The Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman leaned to General Assiri to help carry out conversations with Western officials about Iran and a Saudi-led war in Yemen, according to two senior officials in the intelligence community. The Saudi General Assiri was previously the spokesperson for Saudi Arabia's military offensive in Yemen. That effort, in concert with the United Arab Emirates and backed by the United States of America and various European countries, has drawn enormous outcry from human rights activists and members of the US Congress. The United Nations has called it the world's worst humanitarian crisis. The United Nations Air Chief, Mark Lowcock, has said earlier this week that the war in Yemen puts 14 million Yemenis at risk of starvation. Sources familiar with the Saudi footprint in Washington describe General Assiri as one of Mohammed bin Salman's closest allies and most trusted confidant. Before joining the intelligence service, General Assiri was top officer in the Saudi Air Force. The killing of dissident journalist Jamal Khashoggi has thrown General Assiri and his Saudi leaders under the spotlight. While several Washington-based lobbying firms have dropped Riyadh as a client, the Trump administration says it is still mulling its options for punishment with regards to Khashoggi's murder.